Hello and welcome back, Brownstone Yoga podcast listeners. Welcome to a new installment of the podcast. This is going to be a quick one. This practice is designed for just what it's titled, for a rest stop. So if you are at a literal rest stop on a road trip, this is a practice you can do to stretch your legs while you have a little time out of the car. It's also a practice you could do standing next to your desk. It's all standing poses. You don't even need to take off your shoes if you don't want to. So I hope this is something you can use, and we will get started right away. So we're going to start standing just as promised. Press down through the feet, create those strong legs. Roll the shoulders back, turn your palms forward. And if you feel comfortable doing so, as we arrive with our bodies, with our breath, we're going to close the eyes. Bring a palm to your belly and a hand to your chest and start to connect with your breathing. Begin to breathe more deeply, and you might use the pranayama practice of ujjayi by drawing in a gentle contraction at the back of your throat. Feel your breath first filling your belly and then your chest as you inhale. And as you exhale, let the chest fall and then the belly button slowly draw in towards the back body at the end of the exhalation. Follow your breath through three more cycles like this, growing the breath without too much effort. Softening the muscles of the face as you do so, allowing the shoulders to melt away from the ears. And after completing those three breaths, if the eyes are closed, flutter them open as you take your arms back to your sides. We're just going to do some gentle twisting. So let the arms hang heavy as you start to pivot on the feet, shifting the chest from side to side. So you might be able to hear my arms slapping against my body. So letting the arms hang loosely and swing from side to side. Just some gentle twisting to loosen you up. And then we're going to come back through standing at center. I'll give you a couple options here. You can either inhale, lift up onto your toes, reach your fingertips towards the sky. Exhale, bring the heels down, take the arms down. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, arms down. Or if you're feeling like you have some more energy to expend, you might bend the knees, arms down, inhale, jump up, reach up, and do it again. Exhale, squat, inhale, jump, and reach. Three more of these, whatever you've chosen. Okay, now we will take the arms out in front of us. Arms at shoulder height, interlace your fingers, and then push your wrists forward. Extend through the wrists, and then draw the arms into the shoulder sockets, keeping the arms long. Begin to sweep the arms up by the ears, wrists pointing towards the sky or the ceiling, depending on where you're practicing. Push down through the feet, lift up through the sides of the waistline. Draw the lower ribs in and back. Chin stays parallel to the floor. And then as you inhale, grow tall. As you exhale, lean the upper body to the right, hips shift gently to the left. Inhale through center, exhale left. Crescentine side to side with the breath. Inhale through center, exhale right. Inhale center, exhale left. Inhale center, keep the left fingertips extending towards the sky, right hand to the right hip. Inhale here and exhale, lean to the right. Hips shift to the left. With the right hand on the hip, press down. Try to increase the distance from your right hip to your left shoulder. Draw the right shoulder just slightly forward and take the gaze up beyond the left tricep muscles, either towards a ceiling or right straight up to the sky. Breathe along the left side body, root down through the outer edge of the left foot. Inhale, come back through center. Left hand to the hip, right arm to the sky. Lengthen the right side body, inhale. And exhale, lean the upper body towards the left. Hips shift to the right. Gentle bend in the knees, making sure not to lock out the legs. Draw the left shoulder forward. Press the left hip down. Lift from the left hip to the right shoulder. Maybe gaze goes up beyond the right arm. Breathe deeply. Soften the edges of the mouth. Then with an inhale, come back through center. We're going to interlace the fingers behind the back. Point the elbows towards whatever's behind you. Lengthen the tailbone down and lift the heart. So roll the shoulders back. Feel the collarbones expanding. Now start to tilt the chin up, keeping the back of the neck long. Extend the knuckles down towards the floor, and even as the arms are bound together, try to pull the arms apart. Might just take a little bit of back bending to create a lot of sensation, a lot of opening in the front body. If you'd like, start to lean the weight of the upper body back. You might look along the ceiling or along the sky. Counterbalance the upper body, moving back as you gently push the hips forward. And then with an inhale breath, bring the shoulders forward, chest forward, head comes up last, release the interlace of the hands, maybe swing the arms a little bit. And with another inhale, arms sweep overhead, reach up, look up, and as you exhale, bend the knees and float forward, fingertips to the floor or the ground in front of you, bending the knees as much as you need to ground those fingertips down. Then bend the knees one at a time, release the weight of the head, releasing tension from the low back after that back bending shape. And then push the feet down, lift the hips up, lengthen the backs of the legs, actively extend the crown of the head towards the floor, lifting the shoulders away from the ears to keep the sides of the neck long. Fold into yourself deep. Forward fold. From here, we're going to move into an awkward chair shape. So for awkward chair, I invite you to either keep your feet hip-width distance apart, making sure that the knees also stay hip-width distance apart throughout the pose, or you can bring the feet and knees together. Either way, begin to walk your hands back and sink your hips into your chair, thighs coming parallel to the earth. Chin to the chest, round the spine. Tuck the tailbone towards the heels up, round the spine, belly button in towards the back body, look forward, reach forward as though you're holding a box, keep the hips low as the gaze and heart reach forward, reach with the fingertips, and then curl the chest up towards the sky, reach the hands up towards the sky, even as your hips remain in the seat for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Stand up, reach up, look up, exhale, arms to your sides, Tadasana, mountain pose. Inhale, sweep the arms up, and exhale, fold all the way forward, fingertips to the earth, release the head. Inhale, lift halfway, fingertips to the shins, and exhale, fold in once again, release the head. Inhale, rise to stand, reach up, look up, palms touch, And then exhale, hands down through heart center and hands to your hips. Take your right heel to a hover, standing strong and balancing on your left leg. Pull your right toes back as you reach through the right heel. Then bend the right knee. You're going to start to make circles with the right toes. You might even hear my ankle popping from across time and space. Circles in one direction and circles in the other direction. And then you're going to move the whole foot in a circle, one direction and the other direction. Maybe 3, 4, 5 times in each direction. Then we're going to move the whole knee in a circle, exploring the range of motion. You might think this isn't really a very symmetrical circle, maybe more of an ellipse or an oval. I guess ellipse is a movement, and oval is the shape. Okay, go the other direction. Just figuring this out here out loud. Okay, bring the right heel back to a hover. Hopefully you did those knee circles in both directions. I don't know if I cued that. Okay, right foot back to the floor. Stand strong on your right leg. Lift up into your right kneecap as you bring your left heel to a hover. Find a point to focus your gaze, soft eyes, soft shoulders, and then bend the knee to a 90 degree angle and make those toe circles. Maybe again a little ankle popping and the other direction. Okay, circle the whole foot. Other direction. And then the knee. And the other direction. My clothes are making some weird sounds. I don't know if it's being picked up on the microphone. I am in fact wearing flip-flops while I lead you through this practice. Okay, left leg down. So now we've gotten a little balance, a little range of motion of the hips. Let's do our tree pose. Stand onto your left foot. Turn your right knee, right toes out to the right. Place your right foot to the inside of your left calf or thigh. If you are, in fact, practicing outside and you have dirty shoes, instead of placing the sole of your dirty foot onto the inside of your nice clean leg, you can hold the ankle with the right hand or left hand or both hands. Either way, think about extending through the right inner thigh, contracting through the right outer hip. Standing tall onto your left leg and just noticing all those little micro movements that your left leg is doing to keep you balanced. Try not to micromanage those movements too much. Trust your body's intelligence. Bring your hands at heart center. If you're feeling confident in your tree, you might grow your branches, reach your arms out, up, and overhead, and take whatever hand position you'd like this day. Be in your body, be in your surroundings. So one thing I like to do when I'm doing tree pose is look at an actual tree. So is there a tree you can look at? Look at where you are. If you are in fact traveling, you might never be here again. Bring your hands down, foot down, stand on the right foot, turn the left knee, left toes out, place the foot to the inside of the leg, or in case of muddy shoe, hold the foot. Find where you want to put that leg, extend through the inner thigh, contract through the outer hip, bring the palms to heart center. If you're feeling steady and stable, grow the branches of your tree, reach your arms up. still here. I hope you are too. Bring your hands down, release the left leg. And let's see where we're at. Let's end this practice with a Surya Namaskar A. Take your feet hip width distance apart. Inhale to sweep the arms up. Exhale, fold forward, release the head. Inhale, half lift. And exhale, fold. Inhale to rise, reach the arms out, up and overhead. And exhale, palms together at heart center. If you feel comfortable doing so, close your eyes. Come back to your breath. I hope that this sequence has helped to bring comfort to your travel, given you a sense of awareness, given you a sense of presence. Thank you for joining me for this practice, and I wish you safe and happy travels.